The last three albums that I made over a long period of time have all been made in America with very, very accomplished musicians, mainly from sort of R&B and funk backgrounds, jazz backgrounds. And I didn't really want to do that this time. I thought it would be nicer to go back to the original way of doing things, which is just to play some music with some friends. And I'd fairly recently moved to Hackney in East London. And in my local pub, I managed to recruit a band. Alyssa was working behind a bar. I bought her a first bass, so she's basically still learning how to play. Ralph, the drummer's just 20. He's coming along. So they're really inexperienced players, but most importantly, they're really lovely people, and they're people whose company I enjoy. And it feels like we're going through a learning thing together, which suits me well, being, you know, as inexperienced as I am, really, in playing live. So it's just really nice, a nice idea, I thought, just to play with friends.
And how many of them are familiar with your previous life, your previous work?
I've never asked them. I don't like talking about myself, and I don't like talking about the past. And whilst I think people in my local pub knew that I was a musician, I think they all realised it was something that I never wanted to talk about. That was sort of off limits. So nobody ever talked to me about music until, unless I initiated a discussion after, you know, the topic of music came up maybe incidentally with people, and then I'd ask them, could they play? And they would say no, or yes, I can play a bit of guitar. Then I would say, well, would you want to come to my house? I've just finished recording an album. If you like it, would you like to help me play it live? And that's how it came about. Pretty extraordinary, really.
Is there a sense of more, you know, you're letting more out personally in this album? You know, references to your teacher at school, for
Indeed.
Example.
Yes, Mrs. Hughes from Cross Achilleog. Cumbran. Yep, there's quite a lot of autobiographical stuff on it, and it's sort of mixed up with my usual sort of, you know, obscure references to things philosophical and references to other things, musical, and sometimes political. But there's a definitely stronger autobiographical, I mean, the dreadful word is confessional, isn't it, in applied to songwriting. I don't like that. I've always been suspicious of that. But I guess I felt relaxed enough, I guess, and it must have something to do with working at home, to write songs that sometimes obliquely and sometimes pretty directly make reference to lived experiences of mine. And I think the influences that are coming out now are much more to do with childhood, the music that I listened to before punk, you know, the music when I sort of growing up in South Wales and listening to Radio 1, and you know, sort of pop music became my friend at a pretty early age. I had my started subscribing to the NME when I was 9, so I was precociously interested in pop music, and the influences that I'm sort of playing with now, I think, are those pre-punk, pop, sometimes folky. I got into folk music when I was living in Newport, and all those kind of things are to be found in the new record, I think. I'm kind of surprised to find that it worked out that way, but I can definitely hear those influences. And that was interesting. It's not until I finished the record and had to sit down and write all the lyrics out for the sleeve that I actually managed to sort of get a sense of what it all amounted to. And there definitely are some recurring themes that are to do with childhood and growing up here in Wales and some of the other things that have happened to me on the way.
And a fear of success, a fear of failure.
Yes, definitely, probably a good few mentions of about anxieties and addictions and longings and loves and losses. But it's difficult to talk about those things. I mean, it's but they are there in the songs.
So to tonight, Green, and the first official live gig for Scritti Politti. Is it entirely material from the new album? Is there any nod towards the past?
I taught the band a song called The Sweetest Girl, which we're doing a version of tonight. We did that in rehearsal yesterday. We've desperately ill-prepared for this gig, to be perfectly honest, because the rest of the band have all got day jobs. The drummer's actually a plumber, and the bassist is working in publishing, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be rough and ready, but I'm hopeful that that some of it, at least, will cohere, and that people will enjoy it. But yeah, most of it's new stuff. So I'm just starting to get very nervous now.
And could this be the beginning of something more sustained, both in terms of performing live and also recording? I mean, Gritty Politti fans have to be a sort of patient bunch. There are gaps of, you know, 11 years, 7 years between albums. Do you see that maybe...
Speeding up a little?
Yeah.
Well, the live work, I've already committed us to stupid things like huge Japanese stadiums. We're doing four, I think, Japanese dates, at least two of which are 30,000-seater stadiums. We're doing the Big Chill Festival. We're doing Bestival on the Isle of Wight with the Pet Shop Boys and The Fall and I don't know who else. So I've clearly gone completely mad and plunged headlong into this playing live thing. And I've similarly told Rough Trade that, yes, I will deliver another album next year. So I'd better get busy.
Well, I hope it goes really well tonight, Green, and it's good to see you back.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you.